This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
6:16 now, I believe whatever rain we had is gone. And that means it's going to be a little bit cooler today than it has been. Highs today of only 66 and cloudy. Highs of 65 tomorrow. More rain on Saturday. Temperatures near 80. Sunday really rainy. Highs near 70. And then a cold front comes through Monday. Highs of only 57. Plenty of sunshine. Alex Durante joins us now, senior economist at the Tax Foundation. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk tariffs, can we?
Yes, sounds good.
I don't know where we are on this. This is kind of like a game, a tariff hold'em, it seems like. I'll see your 5. Well, I'll raise you 10. I'm in for 20. All right, let me fold on this one. Tell me where is that kind of what's going on here or not?
No, I think that's basically what's going on. It definitely seems like we're in the midst of an escalating trade war. You know, we saw some of this about a week ago where Trump, you know, announced new tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Right now, those are going to be paused for a month as they work on some negotiations. But it does seem likely those will go into effect. And then this week, we also received new announcements of tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. So there's going to be higher tariffs on those and also more of them on different product lines. And, you know, we immediately saw with Canada and Mexico that they had intended to retaliate against us. And China has already announced more retaliatory tariffs on our goods after we announced we were going to be tariffing more of theirs. So right now it definitely seems like we're in the midst of some kind of escalation.
One thing I like is the use of tariff as an active verb, tariffing. I like that. Let's talk about at what point do we as consumers, does it affect us? Because now it's a lot of political posturing, it's a lot of saber rattling, whatever cliche you want to use. You tariff us, we'll tariff you, but maybe it's a negotiating ploy by President Trump. At what point and how does it manifest itself into our money? Because that's what we're all concerned about, right? Or maybe even manufacturing or jobs in the country.
Yep, that's right. Yep, the short answer is it's very complicated because we know from the economic evidence of certainly since 2018 that it is the importer that is paying almost all the tariff, not say the country that's being tariffed like China. Now, whether or not they decide to pass all of that cost increase onto the consumers really depends on the type of good that's being tariffed. If it's a final good, generally, that's going to be passed fully on the consumer. If it's an intermediate good, they might have some flexibility and other margins to adjust. So they might, instead of passing it fully on the consumer, they might reduce investment, hire fewer workers, for instance. So even if the cost isn't fully passed on the consumer, just like you said, there's still negative effects across a street of industries because firms' input costs are going to be rising under these tariff regimes, and they're going to have to find some way to absorb that cost.
So when it comes to this game of tariff hold'em that I started this conversation with, because that's what it seems like what's going on, has anybody won a pot yet?
Well, you know, trade wars, contrary to what President Trump has said, are not good and easy to win. You know, we have a lot of evidence, you know, going back all the way to the Great Depression on, you know, how tariff or how trade wars play out, and the results have generally not been very good. You know, contrary to, I think, what a lot of their proponents expect, they tend not to deliver economic benefits to the country that imposes them. And in fact, you know, what we've seen since 2018 is actually a reduction in economic growth because of the tariffs.
It seems to me, and we'll pick it up here, we come back, we're talking to Alex Durante, senior economist at the Tax Foundation. When it comes to a trade or tariff war, or trade war, whatever you want to call it, it seems like the Russians in Afghanistan, that nobody's going to win this. It's just going to be a bloodbath for everybody, and I don't know what we're really going to accomplish. But if you all have any questions about tariffs, I'd like to hear from you. Somebody texted in. You can address this when we come back, Alex. Less Chinese goods and less money for the Chinese military. Well, maybe so, maybe not. I think a bigger concern is, and for example, if you're going to worry about China, is the amount of cranes that they have operating ports and what kind of intelligence could be built into those cranes, and could China shut down our port with a simple click of a mouse? That, to me, would be the bigger concern, but we'll drill down when we come back. Text your questions in. The Okunar Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Traffic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Alex Durante, senior economist at the Tax Foundation, trying to make sense of tariffs. And somebody texted in, less Chinese goods and less money for the Chinese military. Somebody else texted in and said, the person who texted about China was literally texting on a Chinese-made device, which they own for an affordable price because it's made in, wait for it, China. Alex, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, there are reasons for sure, you know, to be concerned about, you know, China and its emergence as a superpower. And it is true. I mean, they definitely, you know, do engage in some, you know, unfair practices, such as, you know, intellectual property theft. But I think we have to really ask ourselves, you know, if tariffs are really the best ways to address this issue. You know, going back to, let's say about, you know, 7-8 years ago, you know, one of the things that U.S. negotiators were working on was negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have been a free trade agreement with those other countries in the Southeast Asian region.
When does that go back to, Alex? That goes back to when?
Going back to really during the Obama administration, the beginning of the Trump administration, you know, we had these negotiations, and President Trump, you know, announced that he was going to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think if he had done that, that would have done a lot of good, because it would have enabled us to put economic pressure on China and help develop better trading relations with other countries in that region. But unfortunately, what we've seen from the fallout of that is that China went ahead and forged their own agreement with those countries. So now the U.S. Has even less of a seat at the table. But I think if we had moved somewhere in that direction, and also, you know, we have the World Trade Organization. You know, we can continue to bring disputes to them. Usually, in their tribunals, the U.S. tends to prevail. So I don't really think that, you know, it's the case that we've exhausted all of our other avenues and that we have to, resort to tariffs. I think there's still other things the U.S. can do to counter China. But I think if you look at the past 7 years since the tariffs have gone to place, we haven't really achieved any of these objectives that we set out to. And at the same time, we've also hurt American workers and manufacturers and the manufacturing industry with the tariffs.
And the argument is, it's a circuitous one, but that if you put tariffs on imports, then the stuff will be made here. But American consumers already have a choice of buying things that are made here if they want to pay more for it, but they don't do it. They buy the cheaper Chinese goods. Is that accurate or not?
Yes, that's exactly right. And also, I think it's important to keep in mind that, I mean, if some of that production is onshored, you know, that means that the prices of those goods will be higher. And if consumers are spending more money on those higher-priced domestic goods, that means that they actually have less money to spend elsewhere in the economy. So on net, you know, contrary to what's been claimed, the economy actually ends up worse off, because while, say, maybe one industry benefits, there's a lot of other industries that are just losing out because consumers just wouldn't have as much money to spend under that scenario. So I think that's why, yeah.
Take them
yeah,
a hard.
I think that's why.
Finish. Sorry, no, finish, please.
I think that's why, you know, the idea that, oh, we could just, the companies, they could just onshore production and then they get around the tariffs and then, you know, then our workers win. I think that's why, that's just not a very good analysis based on the academic evidence that we have of tariffs.
I think it's a good idea, but I don't think it holds true. Thank you, Sir Alex Zirani, Senior Economist at the Tax Foundation. Mike Strain, when we come back, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, bird flu making itself known around the country, price of eggs, etc. We'll talk about it with him when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.